Chapter 16.
Would you guys like to test out another one of my new recipes? Lexi opened the cardboard bakery box and produced a tray of aromatic white chocolate biscotti, which she placed in the center of Nanza's dining room table.
More biscotti?
Ruth asked as she, Helen, and Nanz picked a biscuit from the plate. Lexi had already helped herself and bit into the confection. The white chocolate dip coated her tongue with a creamy sweetness, which was the perfect complement to the dark blend coffee that was sending up spirals of steam on the table in front of her. She took a sip.
Bah.
Nanz, Helen, and Ruth laughed. Lexi lowered her eyes at them.
What's so funny?
Nothing, Helen said, her eyes wide. Did the hypnosis work for your eye tick?
Lexi realized that her eye hadn't bothered her the previous night when she'd been nervous about Jack's behavior.
Well, it hasn't bothered me, but I think I need more time to know for sure.
Oh, I'm sure it worked,
Helen said, amidst more laughter from the other women. Ruth finished off her biscotti, adjusted her dentures, and brushed the crumbs off her shirt.
That was delicious. I'd say you have a winner on your hands.
Lexi felt a swell of pride when the other women nodded their agreement.
Now let's get down to business.
Nanz put her elbows on the table and leaned across toward Lexi.
What did Jack have to say about the case?
Not much, I'm afraid. He's still not convinced the first two were murdered.
Lexi's stomach dropped at the disappointed looks on the women's faces.
But he did say he had a suspicion the murder might be tied to the drug ring case he is working on.
Really? Helen asked. How so?
Apparently, the drug ring sells quite a bit of OxyContin. They don't know where it is coming from. You need a prescription for it, so it has to be tied to someplace medical. He was starting to think it might be coming from the retirement center, because the hospitals and doctor's offices have such strict rules.
I don't see how they would actually get the drugs to sell them. I mean, I'm sure they are carefully watched here, too.
But that is something we should look into,
Ruth said.
I researched the janitor, Sam Turner. He has some financial problems. That would be motivation for stealing drugs and selling them on the black market. Janitors don't make very much money, you know,
Helen said.
That's very interesting.
Nanz nibbled on the end of her second biscotti.
I happened to talk to the person who was staying in the room with Bertram Glom when he was murdered. I asked him who was in there, and he didn't remember seeing Nurse Rothschild, but he did say he remembered Sam being there.
Helen and Ruth gasped.
Wait a minute,
Helen said.
Who was Bertram's roomie?
Willard Stevens.
Nanz winced.
Oh, he's practically senile,
Ruth said. That explains why he didn't notice a murder happening right in the next bed. Lexi rolled her eyes.
Well, he is hard of hearing and maybe a little forgetful, but he did say he remembered that night. He said the curtain was drawn around the bed all night, which he thought was odd. At least it's something to think about.
Looks like all fingers point to the janitor, Sam,
Ruth said.
And that's good because I found out that Nurse Rothschild couldn't have committed the last murder. She wasn't working at the time.
Lexi's eyebrows rose a few notches.
Interesting. So that rules her out? She could still be in on it with Sam, or maybe she snuck back in to do the murder.
True. But I think we can put her on the back burner and turn up the heat on Sam,
Nanz said.
But I still don't understand how the murders would tie into stealing drugs. I'm not convinced they are related.
A couple of taps sounded on the door, and they all turned toward it in time to see Ida bustle in, leading with her left hand
on which sat a new, sparkling diamond ring.
"Guess what, girls?"
They all stood and leaned over her hand. "It's gorgeous."
"Gigantic."
"He proposed in the nursing care ward." Ida giggled like a schoolgirl.
"Yes, I guess he was planning on doing it and didn't want to wait just because he was laid up."
Lexi felt her heart squeeze. Was everyone except her getting engaged? She immediately regretted her jealous thoughts. She was happy for Cassie and Ida. Heck, she didn't even know if she wanted to get married. Her and Jack didn't always see eye to eye, so maybe it would be a mistake. Still, it would be nice to be asked. They all got in line to hug and congratulate Ida. Lexi pulled Ida's hand up to her face to admire the ring. It was very similar to Cassie's. Crap! She'd forgotten that Cassie's dress rehearsal was tonight. She glanced at her watch, her stomach clenching. She had 45 minutes to get home, change, and then over to the restaurant where Cassie planned to get married. She pushed away from the group. "I gotta run. I'm late for Cassie's wedding rehearsal," she said, grabbing her coat and bolting out the door.